2024 was an interesting year in politics, with several major issues dominating the headlines, and 2025 will also be a politically interesting year with federal elections during the first half of the year. I'm joined by Dr. Zareh Azaryan, Head Politics and International Relations Discipline at Monash University, who will give us his views on the major events and policies. Dr. Zareh, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was an interesting year in politics, and the last sitting of the federal parliament was last week. What were some of the highlights of 2024 in political life in Australia?
That's right. This year has been a very, very big year in politics internationally as well, where hundreds of millions of people went to vote in elections, including places like the United States of America, India, and even in Australian jurisdictions as well. So this year has been significant in politics. Earlier on, we had Australian politics on the world stage with the ASEAN meetings in March in Melbourne. But I think one of the big things that we'll take out of this year have been significant changes to the tax rate in Australia. From mid-year, the tax changes came into effect. So there was effectively a reduction in what people would be paying, and that was scheduled so that at the top bracket, the tax rate is 45%, which is paid by those who are earning $190,000 and more. And then, of course, in the second half of the year, we had Parliament with the culmination of the last parliamentary sitting, resulting in many, many bills going through, with a few I'm sure that we'll talk about now.
In preparation for the 2025 elections, Labor unveiled a couple of signature policies. One of them is the housing policy, the Help to Buy Shared Equity Scheme, which passed the Senate last week. Will this be a vote-winning policy, since the intended beneficiaries are a small number of low-income earners?
Labor has been struggling with housing and housing affordability, and all governments have been struggling with housing affordability as a very important and highly prominent issue in Australian politics. And it has been for a few years. There has been an expectation that governments would be able to do something very quickly. But a combination of factors, including just the capacity in the economy, trades, and also what's going on with interest rates, of course, has a big impact on housing and housing affordability. This is the government's response. I think it is an attempt to demonstrate to voters that it is taking this issue seriously and is trying to resolve it or trying to address it the best way it can. Having said that, I think the government still finds housing and housing affordability to be a bit of a struggle. And earlier in the year, when it was revealed that the Prime Minister had bought a house that he'd be moving into later on, presumably, was something that did impact Labor in a negative way. So really, Labor has a lot of ground to try and make up on housing affordability. This is one way it can do so.
And another Labor policy was the under-16 social media ban, which passed the Senate last week. Not everyone agrees with the policy. Why the Albanese government wanted to pass this legislation?
This has seemed to be a world-first piece of law, that Australia is banning those under 16 from being able to sign up to social media platforms. But this is something that there was seemingly an appetite from within the community for the government to act here. And it has done so. And I think this is one of the things that the government will try and talk about during next year, that it has been able to bring about something that certainly wasn't supported by some media platforms. And I would even think in the community there's probably debate about the effectiveness of this. But it is an important win politically for the Albanese government to demonstrate that it can get through legislation that is going to be controversial, and it is going to position itself as being able to deliver on things that are not necessarily popular or easy to do. So politically, it's an important win for the Albanese government.
And the war in Gaza affected lives in Australia and Australian politics as well. Will it have an impact on the upcoming elections, considering the positions of the Labour and Liberal parties on Palestine and Israel?
I think conflicts are having an impact on national politics. We can see throughout the year it's been a highly prominent matter that a lot of people have contributed to in terms of the debate. It's going to be very interesting to see how the major parties approach this issue next year. Of course, next year we expect it to be an election year. Whether the parties will talk about this or whether they'll try and avoid discussing this is going to be something I'm looking forward to seeing how it works out in the early part of next year.
And the opposition will make nuclear power a major policy issue next year?
I think this is the challenge that the coalition finds itself in at the moment, on trying to talk about climate policy as well as energy policy. And as we know, there is discussion, there is some appetite to pursue nuclear power. But I think that's going to be tested. And parties will be testing this in the lead up to the new year, if not early in the new year, to see what the community response is. If they are seeing that this is something that is resonating with voters, if it is something that is really getting the support of voters, then it could be that nuclear power becomes something that the opposition runs with in a strong way. If, however, there's a sense that voters aren't impressed by the prospect of nuclear power, then I don't think it will be something we'll be talking about.
And will immigration be a major political issue, since last week the Senate passed dozens of bills, and among them were three contentious migration bills?
Immigration absolutely is a feature. And as we saw, there were reports that so-called country-specific visa bans could be coming back or could be implemented. And these are ideas that would allow the government to ban applications from other countries that would not accept removals from Australia. So this is something that has come up. And again, it is going to be a test for the Albanese government to see how they respond to this and how they advertise this to the community, whether it is something that is going to be dominating the headlines in the final weeks, really, now, before the election is due.
Dr. Zare, thank you for the updates. We'll continue our discussion next year before and after the elections.
Looking forward to that. Thanks so much for having me.
My guest was Dr. Zare Ghazalian, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at Monash University.